Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Updirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 17th. We're going to start off the week here a little bit mixed. Corn was down 0.75 cents overnight at 689. Wheat up 8.5 cents at 868.25. And November beans up 3.5 cents at 1387.25. The wheat was strong overnight with Russia lobbing more kamikaze drones into Kiev. The Ukrainians are able to shoot down some of these drones, but some of them gotten through as well. As long as the war continues to be pretty active, it's going to be hard for the wheat to break out here. But, you know, I still believe that there's enough wheat around the world. But in the meantime, every time there's a new front pushed by the Russians, wheat tends to rally. Now, the outside markets, which have been the real, you know, determinant in prices out here for the last couple of weeks. We've got the dollar down 75 ticks here. We've got crude oil up $1 a barrel. It's almost $2 off its lows. The Dow Jones looks to open up close to 400 higher. The bonds up a full point. Silver up 70 cents. Gold up 20 bucks. So all that should be a little bit helpful for the grains here this morning. Looking ahead to the week, supposed to get some pretty good rains in southern Brazil, where they need the rains, so that could bring a little bit of pressure onto the beans. The Mississippi River is moving in some areas again, at least barge traffic is. The U.S. Corps of Engineers has gotten the dregs in there, and it looks like, you know, some of the barges are moving, but not nearly enough for the time being. We've got, like I said, the outside markets have been the real mover out here. We'll have to see what happens moving forward, but we'll get export inspections this morning. We'll get crop progress tonight. Not too much on the docket for the rest of the week. We're still trying to figure out whether inflation and recession are going to be the talk of the day, or whether we can see a rebound in the Dow Jones, because people think inflation's, you know, moving in the right direction. I personally don't see that. I don't see how we're going to avoid a recession. You've got CPI, core CPI, you know, through the roof out here. Interest rates could move a full point higher by the end of the year. I just can't imagine anybody thinking that the Dow Jones is good in here. I really just don't see it. And I can't imagine we're not heading toward recession. I see no backing off of rents, car prices, food prices, gasoline, and without that, you know, if we don't see improvements there, we're not going to see improvements in inflation, and in my opinion, recession's right around the corner. But in the meantime, you know, we'll see these rallies for whatever reasons out here, but, you know, I think the pros are certainly looking to sell more on these good rallies. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.